Chris said he was ready.
God damn it.
He was not ready.
Oh, God damn it.
Fifth time. Chris is doing toy repair. I mean, Brody's doing toy repair.
Would I rather be feared or loved? Easy, both. I want people to be afraid of how much they love me.
Seek me. I can't even pretend to sing anywhere near as well or as high or as operatic as Howard does.
Well, it is a end of heartache, so.
It's very true.
That kind of goes with that sound clip. Is that what you were going for, Chris?
Yeah, it was.
It's very beautiful. I enjoyed it, but since you played that, we're going to start with this conversation here, which sucks because I didn't have this pulled up yet, but give me a second here. No, I can't even find it. All in due time. I wanted to talk about this new Killswitch song. Have you guys heard this yet?
It's a good song.
Yeah. Did you listen to it?
Sounds a lot like Trapped.
Does it? I'll tell you what. My kid loves this song, which is freaking awesome. If only I had a computer I could play this through.
That's true.
Not sure why I wasn't thinking about that, but Jesse's vocals are back though. Oh my god. Yeah. Release me. Yeah, Killswitch. Back.
Unleashed.
Yeah.
Atonement.
Go about 20 seconds into that, or well, I guess 30 seconds.
When are they releasing the whole album?
August 17th or something like that. It'll be one of those Fridays where I wake up and put my headphones in and don't talk to my family. Oh my god, man.
Good stuff.
I'm gonna throw up. It's so sick. I get it because I'm sick.
Is that a tiger playing the guitar?
It sure is. No, I don't know if the tiger's playing the guitar, but it is a tiger. The artwork is amazing. And if you buy the $1,000 bundle, you get that shirt and autographed and all.
Ooh.
And vinyl and all kinds of. It's
you had me at vinyl.
Whoa! Holy shit! Holy shit! But okay, so yeah, you guys are noticing we're back. We need to get caught up. We've got 14 episodes of Casually Late to Play.
Yeah.
Really curious about these episodes. Yeah. So what the first one we're going to play is from our last episode.
Hello, and welcome to Casually Late, the recap podcast for the Casually Lit Show. My name is Michael Harper. This week, we're brought to you by this really fucking shitty beer that I've been fighting for like 3 hours on the Double Brew Day.
White Claw.
The day before a holiday, just to try and get some shit done.
White Claw.
It's great. Well, last week the boys talked a lot about hard seltzer waters and Space Jam. And that's pretty much it. Chris, the North Star on the ones and twos, has completely forgotten his own Four Loko rating scale presented by Casually Lit and Chris, the North Star. As one might recall, the Four Loko rating scale is not a numerical scale. It's rated on flavors of Four Loko beer, so it's not a 5. It's a watermelon. Four Loko isn't a beer. I know I just said that, but give me a break. I've been fighting for 3 hours with this fucking beer. Also, Jason really wants to talk about Space Jam. Like, what? A whole lot.
Why me?
After 4 or 5 seltzers, Jason continually came back to the topic of Space Jam.
Oh, the sequel.
What's it going to be like?
Yeah.
Who's going to be in it? What sort of story is there going to be?
Michael, you're not answering my
questions.
Jason
really wants to talk about Space Jam.
And I need
speaking
answers.
Of Jason, he also came up the winner of this week's groan-worthy joke of the week. When he said, Nabra Kadabra. It's pretty good. Well, let's see what the boys have for us this week. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Casually Late, the recap podcast for the Casually Lit Show, where we're all hashtag triggered by this fucking beer.
I think Michael needs to fire his producer. Just throwing that out there. Okay.
A lot of win.
And as you mostly know, as all of you know, we did not do a show last week because we didn't want to. We'll get into that in a minute. But Michael sent in a casually late for last week's episode.
This is going to be good.
Very curious.
Hello, and welcome to Casually Late, the recap podcast for the Casually Lit Show.
I feel like I'm trapped in a bathroom and hit play.
My name is Michael Harper. This week, we're brought to you by traffic. It gets you there until it doesn't. Traffic. Get into it. Well, happy Yankee Doodle Dandy. Last week, we had a very special 4th of July episode of Casually Lit, wherein the boys explained all of their 4th of July plans. Chris, the North Star, of the ones and twos, was going to join his family for some pool fun, as well as a chance to enjoy his favorite Four Loko beverages. Rhodey also had pool plans, as well as some barbecuing in a town in Texas I've never heard of. Jason said that he was also going to spend time with his family, as well as putting together some toys for his child and playing some video games. On this week in Let's Celebrate America, Jason and Rhodey tell their favorite tales of different fireworks that have gone wrong. As it turns out, both of these gentlemen were once adolescent boys and really had something for fire. I, personally, can't wait to bring up that special black cat incident to Jason next time I see him. On this week in Million Dollar Ideas, Chris the North Star on the ones and twos hits upon the great idea of cosplaying pastors.
What?
Chris is going to become an ordained minister and marry people as their favorite sci-fi characters. For instance, Chris will become Frodo and will marry people in the Shire.
Okay.
I hope his prices are reasonable. This weekend, fuck Martin House. Nope. The boys try Martin House's, I don't even know what. They mentioned it, and I can't even remember what it was. And then they just seamlessly moved into fuck Martin House to fuck mumble rappers, wherein Jason gave just a really, really good impression of Lil Nas. Well, boys and girls, it brings us to this week's joke of the week. This week's joke of the week goes to Rhodey. You know it when you heard it, and it was really, oh, really funny. Well, let's see what the boys have for us this week. Thank you so much for listening to Casually Late, the recap podcast for the Casually Lit Show. My name is Michael Harper, and as always, we're hashtag triggered.
Bye, Chris. I think.
Or about this new fucking beer. I'm not sure.
Chris, this cosplay idea.
Cosplaying pastors?
Yes.
Yeah.
How do I get on the ground floor of this?
Well, first, you have to be super Jesus-y.
Oh, God damn it.
Where's your Kickstarter page, by the way?
That's what I need to invest here. I got money.
Because you need a stable of costumes.
That's true. I do have the Frodo costume, obviously.
Duh.
We've got a couple of Game of Thrones.
Cersei.
Khaleesi.
Khaleesi.
McQueen. You know what's weird, though? The way he was describing that, I started wondering if we did do that or not. I was wait, did we do that?
We might have.
Did we record that? I'm confused now. I think we did.
Drunkenly.
Yes.
Separately on the 4th of July.
What's his first beer, Rhodey? Let's talk. Let's talk beer.
This is a new hazy IPA, pale ale from Three Nations.
So it's hazy pale ale?
It's a double dry hopped pale ale. Perspective. I hate it. I'm not a fan.
You should have let me.
Now, to be fair, this may be a little old.
This legit tastes like orange juice. Just like juice. Like not good way. Just juice. I don't get much beer in this.
I don't like the smell either.
Perspective Hazy Pale Ale Double Dry Hopped.
They're the ones that tricked me into getting a dog.
5.2. It's a session. That's why we don't like it. Dry hopped. It doesn't help that I just drink a White Claw because I love them now. In case everybody's wondering.
You done with the White Claws now, Jason?
Got my own thing with them. Give me a White Claw, bro.
You're like Sean William Scott exactly. for White Claw?
Bro.
Unleash the beast.
Unleash the beast. I love White Claws. But I couldn't check in on them on Untappd.
Really?
Are they there?
I wouldn't be surprised.
I fucking hope so.
Yeah, they're there.
God damn it. I got to check into all of them. I made that up and I was wrong. I'm going to mark off this new Kill Switch song. Now I just want to listen to that for an hour. You guys just do what you're going to do. I want to listen to this Kill Switch song.
But you know,
ding ding.
Spirit sucks.
I'm not a big fan.
Yeah, it sucks. It really does.
You said it might be old.
I think it may be a little old.
Did Three Nations not date their cans? Like, right now, if you're a brewery and you're not dating your cans, there are people like me and Rhodey that aren't buying your shit. So think about that. I'm serious.
The three people that look at dates.
Dead serious. It irritates me. Like, I'll pick up a box and circle it 3 or 4 times. I'm like, nope. Nah. Not buying it. Although I made a terrible mistake on the 4th of July and bought a 6-pack of Voodoo Hazy.
Mm-hmm.
Voodoo from, you know,
New Belgium.
And the date's not on the box, but I was like, fuck it. It's $8. Went Target. There's not a whole lot of options here because all the liquor stores are closed.
Right.
4th of July. Then when I got into it, I didn't even look at the date. I was like, I don't want to look. Tasted like sugar water. It was over almost a year old. So good. It's like so good. Yep, dumped one of them out, drank another one, shotgun one, get rid of it somehow.
You shotgunned it?
Yeah.
Nice.
Did you shotgun it on a plane?
No, I'm not as cool as Swansea. I will never be as cool as Matt Swansea. Matt Swansea is a friend of ours, and he shotgunned a...
Well, sir, what's that smell?
What beer was that?
Door.
Yeah, that spilt all over the floor. I wanted to ask him, how did you clean that up? I'm very curious. It was a RAR beer, wasn't it?
I don't remember. It was a green can. That's all I remember.
I think it was RAR.
How did he?
Or Carbock.
Was he selling the beer on the plane?
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah, it was selling on the plane.
It may have been a Heineken then if it was on a plane. If he bought that on a plane, it's probably a Heineken.
Yeah, don't.
Shotgun a glass bottle.
Well, I'm not going to pretend to know.
Just starts eating glass so they walk away from him. Sir, you can't do. Oh, my God.
Just back away.
God, there's so much. This whole thing, this outline from 2 weeks of life is just so so much. Because we haven't been on here since the 4th of July, since the birthday party, since any of that business. We went to Funky Picnic for my birthday party / Michael's birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
Had a lot of great beers. Got to hang out with our bro David and Amanda. Love them. That was awesome. I ghosted everybody, or not ghosted, Irish goodbye everybody.
You did.
Because I thought we were leaving, and then... We got outside and they were, I don't know, it was weird. But we were just in a hurry because it was the first time we dropped our kid off. So I apologize to everybody that I ghosted or Irish goodbye.
I stayed behind and got super hammered.
Yeah. I wish we would have. But coach, when we got to where Connor was, they were like, you should have stayed out later. And I was just like,
noted.
I need a set time here because I operate differently than you do, person. It's like, I don't want to be. Like, I'm having to get over Connor being a burden on somebody. It's like, here's my kid. Then I drive off. I'm like, boy, they're having to bust their ass to take care of that little guy. It's like, oh, I know what that goes. Like, when we take him to my dad's house, he's just destroying all my dad's plants. Like, just runs over there, grabs a handful of leaves, rips them off. I'm just like, eh? Because I feel responsible. Because it is my child. So, I don't know. I just got to get over, like, when someone takes him, they actually want to take him, and they don't mind being completely...
Right. Because they know at a certain point they can just give him back.
Yeah, so I just got to get over that. So I'm working on it. But yeah, the birthday party was awesome. Michael made some fantastic beers. And I don't want to...
Who's that really loud guy that was there?
Josh Wright from Brew...
That's right.
Good Brew Guide podcast. I don't know if you've heard of it.
That's pretty good.
It's very serious in a good way. Texas Rangers fan, all around good guy, but he was very loud.
His favorite player is Ruben Mateo.
Does he play for the Rangers?
He
He used to.
See, I'm not a very good fan, apparently. I'm like, who is that? Is that a pitcher?
No, that was like an outfielder that we had like
for one season, I hope.
10 years ago.
Okay.
He was like he was supposed to be the next player.
All I know is that you also know, Blake knows, I've been Team Joey Gallo since day one, and that mother went to the All-Star game.
Well, that mother just had an RBI.
Today? Tonight?
Yep.
Yeah! I've been Team Gallo since day one, so... And I'll never forget why. I don't even know why. He was big, and he did an interview with one of the tiny reporters, and I was laughing the whole time. I didn't realize, you know, I guess I always picture basketball dudes as the taller dudes. Mm-hmm. Football as the stockier dudes, and then baseball just us normal 6 foot white guys. And then I saw him standing next to this reporter, and he was like, she was at his chest.
Yeah, he's like 6'4".
He was like, I love this dude. And he's big too, but it was just funny, and he's funny. And I can't remember what his walkout, the first time I saw him live, at his walkout song was awesome. And I was like, yeah.
The Big Show.
Yep.
Yeah, it's the Big Show.
That's right. Yep. That's right. But on that same subject, speaking of walkout music and me falling in love with Rangers players, Jonathan Lucroy was Killswitch. Even through the darkest.
Too bad he was terrible.
Oh, he got knocked the fuck out a couple days ago.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whew. Thought he died. Poor guy.
Everyone thought he died.
Yeah, I was like, ooh. It was a dirty hit, though, I think. I watched it like 4 or 5 times, slow-mode. It looked pretty dirty. The guy did him dirty. He like wham right in his jaw.
Don't get in the base paths.
Such a weird. That's one of the weirdest rules in baseball.
Don't touch the catcher.
Yeah. No, if you're running, the catcher's about to catch the ball, you can hit him. It's just a weird rule. It's like baseball is so, you know, don't hurt anybody. Everybody's Although, cool.
If you think that's dirty, go watch the Pete Rose one. Chris?
The Pete Rose.
Dirty hit.
Yeah, the Pete Rose run into the catcher. He ended a guy's career.
Nice. So he's Lawrence Taylor.
Pretty much.
Hitting quarterbacks.
Yeah, Joe Theismann, that catcher.
Bye.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Redskins. Have fun with your life ending.
By the way, that was in an All-Star game.
Dun, 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 dun. I think Chris is watching a highlight of his entire... Boom. Nope. That was it?
That didn't seem...
Look like the rock bottom.
Boom.
Oh, yeah, that's... No, look up the Jonathan Lucroy hit now. See, that was before steroids. That was when they were smoking it in the base in the dugout, so you couldn't run as long.
They were just taking greenies stay awake.
Couldn't run as far because you'd run out of breath.
Against the Astros?
Yep, there it is. I see that dude standing over his dead body. Watching. And goodbye, Lucroy.
Yeah,
he went cold.
Night, night.
Oh, poor guy.
He's doing that.
Look, he's got his hand on his body. He's like, he's doing what everybody on Facebook does. Pray for you. I pray for you. Hope you're okay. Hope you're okay. Prayers. Pray, pray, pray. Look, Lucroy's nose is crooked. Watch this hit, though. And lower the shoulder. Yeah, that's dirty, dude.
I mean, what is he supposed to do, though, at that point?
Dirty as shit.
Lucroy goes back, so the runner goes to the inside, and then Lucroy moves again.
Boom.
I mean, where's he supposed to go at that point?
I bet they changed the rule this year, finally.
He's running full speed. Where's he supposed to go? Tell me. Oh, he gets faked out, and then the catcher goes into the base path.
Yep.
Tell me where he's supposed to go.
Well.
Yikes.
They just need to make a rule where you can't hit the catcher.
They've made that rule. That is a thing.
Then how come he was safe?
Because you're supposed to receive the ball and not in the base path.
Oh, God. Mm. Someone's going to get in trouble for that. It's going to be like NFL. He's got CC, what is it called?
CST?
Yep. No, the concussion thing.
Oh, CTE.
CTE. Yep, he's got the concussion thing. Now Lucroy's going to murder everybody on a rampage. CTE. Or they said CTE made Aaron Hernandez gay, and he cheated.
What?
And he murdered people. CTE, bro.
I mean, that's so totally true. That's a thing.
CTE, bro.
CTE made me gay.
They've done studies, and all gay people have CTE. That's the thing.
That's a weird thing.
Well, one. It was Pride Month.
Well, here come the angry text messages. God damn it, Jason.
I can just hear Jay screaming at the radio right now. You got CTE, Chris?
That's exactly what he would say.
Exactly.
I'm going to get Riley that t-shirt. I have CTE. It'll make no sense to but three people. Perfect. That's the kind of shirt I want people to wear. People come up to him like, oh, I'm so sorry. And he's like, what?
God damn it. Just means cool t-shirt, expensive.
That's the only place I shop. Go to CTE.com. It's not the Magucci.
I wonder if that's been purchased or not. We're going to buy it right now.
Probably CTE.org has been purchased.
So what do you guys think about this sick bottle cap challenge going around? Isn't that awesome?
Where it's already unscrewed?
Fuck. Yeah, no, they're doing that with their foot.
Oh, the kicking?
Yeah.
The Jason Statham.
Yeah, kick the bottle cap off with your ninja foot.
With your ninja foot?
Yeah. You can't do it with a normal foot. You got to be a ninja.
And definitely have that huge fan out of frame that's blowing it off.
Justin Bieber challenged Tom Cruise again and kicked the bottle cap off. He said, there could be Tom Cruise's face.
Is that an air compressor? No, don't look at that.
And then what's the stupid... One of the Kardashians did it on a jet ski.
Jet ski?
Yeah. Oh, they died.
And I know you're asking, geez, Jason, why do you follow all these people? Because I'm bored. Because I'm bored and lonely.
Speaking of bored and lonely, have you seen the new reality TV show that's coming out?
Bored and Lonely?
With Katie Hamilton, Josh Hamilton's ex-wife.
Oh, my God. Is it Coke in the bathroom?
Well, she's
the piano bar.
She's dating a 23-year-old rapper. She still loves Jesus.
So, are we still blaming Josh Hamilton for all of his problems, or are we moving the blame?
No, it's still all his fault.
Okay, until
the show comes out. The drugs made her do this. His drugs made her do this.
Gotcha.
It is.
What's
awful?
The premise here? What's the premise? Is just their life?
Oh, it's literally like I have money and I'm dating younger men.
Oh, so it's like Jay Cutler's wife show. No.
It's terrible.
Real house.
You should look that up, Chris.
I wish I could.
Is she even attractive?
I don't remember.
Uh oh, computer locked up on us, did it?
Yeah.
Again? Son of a bitch.
Well.
So you
can restart that since the recorder's going.
Okay.
So that way. Yeah.
Yeah. It's
y'all awful. Just got some technical stuff. Chris can write this time down if he feels like it.
But what's super funny about all that? Why does she have any money?
Josh Hamilton.
Correct.
Because he had a big contract with the Rangers and did not live up to it. Choked.
With the Angels.
What's her name? I'm going to see if she's attractive.
Katie Hamilton.
Katie Hamilton.
The next reality star. Hamilton. Evidently, she had a bit part on Dawson's Creek one time.
No, still don't know her. Katie Hamilton, new show.
You're going to love this.
I thought Dawson's Creek was your jam, Jason.
It was. I can't wait for the pop figures to come out.
They're making pop figures from Dawson's Creek?
Yeah, they're out this week.
Nice.
I'm super stoked, man. I'm going to get Joey, Pacey, and Dawson. The Which one I'm not going to get.
Which one was Dawson?
James Vanderbeek.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You know the guy that the show's named after?
The Beak.
Oh, my God. She's not even attractive.
When they do Varsity Blues, that's when I'll get a James Vanderbeek.
She looks like the...
Johnny
She
Moxon.
Looks like every other Atlanta housewife and all those shows, like full plastic...
So it gets better with age is what you're saying.
Oh, they have a family too.
Oh yeah.
Oh, now I'm sad.
Yeah, and like one of the girls doesn't talk to her dad anymore. Like, it's really sad. Super sad. And like one of the girls, the way the mom knows this rapper is from her. Like, it's one of her friends. Her daughter's friends. Super weird.
Josh Hamilton's ex-wife, Katie Hamilton, on dating her daughter's friend. I feel torn. Oh my God.
Heartfelt.
Nothing's right, I'm torn.
Ooh. Ooh. There's a show called Marrying Millions that they're on to, that they were on or on. Anyways, that's enough of that. Thanks for that road trip to hell, Roadie.
Yeah, it's going to be bad. It's probably on like True TV or something like that.
Want nothing to do with that.
I'll be watching that every day.
I was going to say, following that notion, we were going to talk about Rhodey's daughter's first birthday party, but it doesn't seem appropriate.
I can't wait till she has a rapper friend that starts dating my ex-wife. Except for she'll be poor as fuck.
Hope she doesn't, but that's okay. But no, Rhodey's, your first birthday party went off with a success. It was great.
Yeah, it was good. Everyone stayed inside because it was freaking hot. Still no sight of the webs, so that was good.
Yep, fuck them. Fuck them. But hey, at least you got an invite to the 4th of July. I did not.
That's true. Well, it was a late invite.
I'm marking.
And actually, I think it was a drunk invite from going to Funky Picnic.
Oh, one of those situations.
Yeah. Hey, if you're not doing anything, you can come over if you want to.
Nope, still hate him. It's okay. I know Jay won't hear this because he doesn't listen unless he's on it.
He actually does listen.
Well, I hate him.
Well, good. Welcome to the next hour of Bash Jay Webb.
Time to get into it. Let's do it. Okay. Jay, you're not normal size.
Are you ready for JB? Some J bash?
You smell when you don't shower. You drink whiskey, and I don't like whiskey.
You can't get people pregnant anymore.
Oh, shit. Boom.
You're less of a man.
Damn. Yeah. If you don't have sperm, you're less of a man. That's completely true. Yep. Scientifically proven. I've got evidence backed up by someone in Scientology.
Tom
that's
Cruise.
That's science, right? Scientology.
Yeah. It has science in the name.
That's why Xenu's coming back to fix sperm.
Can't wait for that pop to come out. Xenu's here.
Yes. What was funny, though, so I had a great vacation. I actually went to that little place that it was last Wednesday. We went on Tuesday.
You went to Popeyes?
The Fort Brewery, whatever it is in Fort Worth.
Oh.
The place that said, fuck you, Zio Carlos. Wait, no. Zio Carlos.
Chimera.
To Chimera. To the Fort Brewery and Pizza that's like a fucking Chuck E. Cheese.
Is it really?
There's more arcade games in this place than there are anything else. It's taken... I can't really write reviews online that are negative.
Mm-hmm.
Can't. But I was like, oh, I would want to go in here and trash this place. It was terrible. Everything was terrible. And then your $3 Tuesday, I think it is, right? $3 pizza was a $3 pizza. You would have done better with the Totino's.
Mm.
Yeah. Maybe even microwaved.
It was like one of those Lunchable ones. You just
pretty much,
circular piece of bread. You squeeze on that marinara and put the cheese on it.
Fuck, pretty much. I don't think there was marinara on it. But the beer was... I had the IPA, and I can't remember if it was a double. I think it was a double, but it was beautiful. Beer was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But there were arcade machines all the way around us. People were just letting their kids go free, and I can't... I guess that's the new...
Did you just drop your kids off?
There were like 20 kids just running around, knocking shit over. They were playing hide and seek around our table. God damn, people.
That's where you stick your foot out.
Yeah.
Oh, little Sally fell down.
And then, but like I said,
they're all about branding.
The $3 pizza was horrible. Yeah, they do the Star Wars stuff. A lot of their stuff is Star Wars, and I kind of wish I could send it to Disney and be like, hey, shut this place down.
Oh, how'd you not go for the jumbo meatballs?
They're not chicken.
Did you ask?
No.
Three extra large spicy Italian meatballs.
Kind of wish I would have.
$12.
Garlic knots, though. But that IPA, I guess the beer's not up there, but it was good, sir. I enjoyed the hell out of it. I'm not gonna lie. It was.
Do they have a tin
Ocho?
That's all I want to know.
Mm-hmm. Read it. What is that?
Says we took our old English version of IPA and added some American attitude. We used 8 different kinds of hops to pack a big punch of flavors and aromas, including citrus, tropical flora, and earthy notes.
So they took the English version and didn't do anything with it and just did an American version.
Do your mom with it? I'm not sure why I said that.
Joke of the week.
That was stupid as hell.
That was awesome.
Apologize. God damn it. Sorry, Rody.
Did they have a tin sign? That's all I want to know.
Probably not. No, shit. I'm not sure. Behind, we sat right in behind, right in front of the merch, too. All I saw was the $50 growler, and I was like,
$50?
It was one of those metal ones.
I am but out.
It's like, God. And then it's like,
why would you want one of those now?
To though? Make you feel better, it's like, free first fill.
I just
of any beer less than $5.
Like, unless you're going to use that for water and just be a poster boy, just get Crowlers.
Crowlers, it's all. I mean, the law that's about to pass is going to make it all obsolete. The law that's passing in Texas is going to shut the growler business down. So, sorry about your bad luck.
Yep.
Craft and Growler. It's going to have to change their name. Craft and...
Growlers?
Maybe. No, you can go straight to the brewery.
Maybe they do Craft and Growler, but put a question mark at the end.
Yeah. I think... I found out that... As weird as it is, Wild Acre... of all places, is going to have a party to the distribution party on September 1st, which is just weird because I thought that was a place that was kind of built to sell. And, you know, the distributors would have been like, hey, here's some money.
Well, you want to keep face for as long as possible until that point comes.
True that. But, and then somebody had tweeted at Peticola's, my holy grail of all breweries. Sorry, friends that I love. And Peticola said, keep your ears open, so there's going to be a party there. And I'm going to try to make my way there. I'm hoping to.
Nice.
Because if they do beer to go, straight from Peticola's, go up there and, oh, let me get a 6-pack of Velvet Hammer. Y'all, all breweries, you're fucked. Shut down now, Michael. I will drive the hour to Dallas to pick up 10 6-pack of... Whew. God damn it. Can you imagine if we just go by there and get Velvet Hammer and sit down? Just grab a 6-pack.
Be a revisit to the Velvet Hammer
any
challenge.
Any price? Although,
they only won a bronze in the U.S. Open this year for Velvet Hammer.
In the whole U.S.?
Or whoever sent in beer.
And it wasn't hazy?
It was a red ale competition category.
Bronze. Ah, oh, fuck, that Velvet Hammer is so good. We went Saturday and I had one at Torchy's Sunday. It's like just reminded how good that damn beer is. Mm-hmm. Even though Torchy's, which doesn't, you're all about your fucking craft place and you want to use cold glasses. Don't understand. It's weird when you see places like that. Just like, oh, never mind. Anyways. Yeah, can't say things sometimes. I got handcuffs on. But no, if Peticola's, dude, if they start 6-packing and they start pricing competitively, not like, oh, here's $30 for the 6-pack of Velvet Hammer. If it's $9.99 or less, whew, be making beer runs.
Like Dream Crusher prices?
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I think I'm fine with $11.99 for a 6-pack of...
For a 10% beer?
Yeah. But it's so cheap. Everywhere you go, Velvet Hammer's cheap. Like, I don't know how he keeps it so cheap. Like, Craft and Growler, you got the whole 2-liter growler for $9. I don't know how he keeps it so cheap.
Damn.
But he does everywhere. It's like $5.99, $6.99, $5.99, $6.99. And then if you can get sit down. I haven't had sit down in a long time. That was such a damn good IPA. And then David made an IPA once that was close to sit down. I don't know if he's brought that recipe back or not.
What do you call it? Stand up?
No. Oh, but that was the highlight of the birthday dinner, was when Michael gave me that beer, and I am deaf, apparently, completely, and I heard, what was that expensive-ass brewery? Union Bear, Saison. Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting there trying, and I asked Rody, I was like, does this taste like a Saison to you? And Rody tastes it. He's like, this is terrible. And we were going back and forth just talking about it. I was like, Union Bear is stupid. And I wasn't sure how Michael got Union Bear. And then Amanda goes, that's New Main's new brown IPA. And I was like, oh, shit.
It's like mind blown. This tastes like a brown IPA. And I was like, it doesn't taste like a Saison. Shit was so funny.
Yeah, it was one of those things, because I've never had that before.
No.
So you, like, once you put it in words, you're like, oh, yeah. Got it. It's kind of like some of these fruited beers. You're like, I don't know what that is.
It was so confusing. Yeah, it was weird. And then, I don't even know, like, I was so confused because I swear he said, I have two beers from Union Bay. Or Union Bay. I was like, what are we doing here? But it didn't make any sense. But no, the brown IPA from New Main was excellent.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it was weird because it's like a kind of on top, you had the brown ale flavor and then underneath it, a little bit of that beer bitterness.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty exciting. I enjoyed it.
Well, they call it Why Not?
Yeah, I think so. Believe it, yeah. We need to get out there more. It just sucks because it's far away, and I don't know. I'm trying to think of reasons why not to. All my excuses are out. Now, I have a kid. It's just hard to go anywhere because it's like he doesn't want to be in that chair for longer than 15 minutes. And then he's like, I want to go free. It's like I live next door to Hop Fusion and still haven't gone.
Well, it's like, hey, how about you crawl around on this brewery floor?
Yeah. This is not appropriate.
Builds immune system.
Yeah, true. I guess we could go with that. But no, that I thought that was hilarious. It was fun. And it was just funny. It's like, Union Bear, fuck you. Because I would hear that name anywhere and immediately be in a bad mood just because of what that place was.
Yeah.
It was definitely a frat. Like a rich, it was.
Please buy us out now.
A bro brewery.
It's fucking stupid. It was like a restaurant first and a brewery second, and then the beer wasn't that great. That's what I got from it. But yeah, we had a good time at the birthday, and that was a lot of fun. And then there's all kinds of shit here.
What do you think of this beer?
Oh yeah, I guess we should talk about this next beer. I don't even know what the Victory. Never heard of them.
Big fan of Victory.
Liberty Bell Ringer. That artwork is phenomenal.
It is.
You get super points for that. It is a snake wrapped around the Liberty Bell, but it is cut in places. I'm not sure what happened to the snake there. Still alive, because snakes can live when they're cut in half for a little while. I'm not sure how long.
Actually, 6 minutes.
6 minutes?
Yeah.
I hope you're right.
Chris, look it up.
8.7, double dry hopped, double IPA. Double dry hopped? DDH?
It's got all the buzzwords.
Or is this a wrestling move, this DDH?
I think it can be both.
That's a DDP.
DDP?
Yeah, well, that's Diamond Dallas Page. Never mind.
We packed the double dry hops and threw them down a super late. God damn it. We packed up. Start over, everybody. Victory, unite for hop freedom. We packed double the dry hops and threw them down super late in our brewing process to make this double IPA sting with massive tropical fruity hop flavor and aroma. That's not a very good sentence. And motherfucker, they started this next sentence with a period in the word and. Capitalized. And because we can never get enough, we did it twice.
Miss Cockrell would fail you for doing that.
Yeah, this fail. Fail. The malt in here is Pilsner and Carapilus, Carapils. Hops are God. Centennial and Simcoe, but what's that? It's STR. It's like, no word starts like that. Stricha.
Strata? Oh. Yeah, I don't know. That's Stratata.
Stratata?
Stratata, Chris. Pronounce that. Look at the hops.
Strattata.
Yeah, I can't. Down near the bottom.
It looks like Strattata.
Sounds delicious.
Strattata.
Sounds like a frittata.
Frittata.
Isn't that like a Mexican dessert? It's not.
Thanks like for it. Not touching the rim of this time since you aren't sick now. Yeah. Asshole.
Well, I don't need to drink that. You can drink it.
Oh, good, because we got a big one coming up next.
Did I get you sick, Rhodey?
You did not. My wife got sick, though, which is odd. But
That is fucking delicious, though. No, I really enjoy this. It's limited release. Did you get this in stores in Texas, or did you fly away? Or?
Yeah, the normal, the kegs and barrels.
Best Buy, November 2019. So
it's like 2 miles from a hospital that I go to. So,
do you prefer the Best Buy dates, or do you prefer brewed-on dates?
Oh, the brewed-on dates. Because fuck you if you tell me when it's good till. I will decide when it's good till. Tell me when it was canned, and I'll tell you when I think it'll be good till.
True that.
You are certified.
I'm a certified beer pourer. Listen to me.
I agree with that.
I can taste homebrew.
Yeah.
They bullet that shit right.
Hands down. I agree with that. I also like that. But when I see, but a Best Buy date can treat, it kind of tricks your mind. Makes you think that it's good no matter what. And then you open it, you're like, it's good. The Best Buy date says it's got a week left.
Right. And on topic with the snakes, I didn't get an actual minute count, but since the snakes have a slow metabolism, they will continue to be continuously and feeling pain for a long period, even after being decapitated.
Interesting.
So whatever long period is.
Well, sounds about like 6 minutes.
They still feel pain, huh?
Yep.
Take that, you dirty bastard. Whew. But no, I really like this. I'm excited about what you got left. So this weekend was mine and Caitlin's first date night where we spent a night away from the kid completely.
Nice. Where'd y'all go?
To a hotel.
Ooh.
Yep.
Nice.
Did you dress up in a...
Let's just say I wouldn't want to clean up that hotel room.
Did you dress up in a duster?
Terrible joke.
Terrible joke. Hey, Mrs. Tyree, I heard your husband's not here.
Yep. Oh, I should have... Damn. Yep, should have done that. Should have packed the stranger outfit. It's where I've got a, since I have a beard, my stranger outfit is a clean shaven face that I have to put on though. And I have to wear a fedora, and then I have to wear these weird shoes. No, construction worker. That sounds better.
Okay.
I was a construction worker outfit.
I was going to ask where you got the wing tips.
Yep. Oh, I could do a pilot. Yeah. That'd be cool too. I'm only here for the night. I'm staying way far away from the airport.
Can I come shack up with you?
I decided to come down to Pete's Piano Bar, hang out for a
what? My favorite place to converse.
What? No, we went downtown.
I got kicked out of that place.
Downtown Fort Worth, for all of you that don't know. And so I always feel so bad. It's a problem with only drinking beer and not liquor. She wanted to go to Waters, which is a very nice restaurant.
You went to Waters?
Yeah.
Holy nice. Shit. Got some seafood?
Gave him the deed to my house. Yeah, I did not
get. Okay, I thought you said you were going to give them the deed, but no, continue.
The deed to the house.
I was
house.
Like, oh, well, yeah, they give you everything for free, so cool.
I don't own this house anymore. I owned the 6 ounce chicken breast that I ate, covered in grits and seasoned with words that I can't explain.
Like stratata?
Yeah, I was like, okay, but it was good, but I felt so bad because she really wanted to go there, have a nice evening, and walk in there. I was like, there's no taps in here. Fuck this place. They don't have Miller Lite on tap. What the fuck is wrong with you? We only do fancy-ass liquor drinks here. Would you like a... I'm like, no, I don't want that. I don't even know what the fuck that is.
You just farted in my cup. I don't want that.
You're like, can I have well? Sure, Patron. It's like, what? That's your well?
Jesus Christ.
Top shelf, 95-year-old tequila.
Fantastic.
It's like, what the fuck? But it was fine. It was the chicken breast. It was good food. But no, I didn't drink anything there. We went to Flying Saucer, and I had that Martin House beer that we had here because it was cheap. And it was delicious.
The peach.
The Imperial Hazy IPA.
Oh, really? The yes. Depth charge?
Holy shit, was it better on tap.
Okay.
It's like, ah, yes, this is why. Nope, still don't know why. But fuck Martin House. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah, fuck that Martin House.
Although I really want to try the Blood Orange.
Salty Lady?
Yeah.
Boo.
Did you try it?
No, but fuck Salty Lady.
It's so salty. So salty, like I am about them. I'm salty about them. I don't know. But the reason we went down there was we got a hotel room, and then we went to eat. And then we went to see Sweeney Todd in a place called the Circle Theater.
Oh, you went to see a play?
Yep.
Nice.
Musical, dude, not a play. Jesus Christ.
That sounds
same thing.
No.
Where is the Circle Theater?
It is on the actual Sunday Square where the parking is.
It's below Bass. Bass Hall?
so it was weird. Like, you're thinking Circle Theater. I'm thinking like 500-600 seats. Mm-hmm. There's about maybe 100 in there.
Okay.
It is tiny. It is intense.
No, you don't say tiny. You say intimate.
It is in your fucking face.
Nice. So you get sprayed with the blood?
It's crazy. No, because this was a different version of this play.
Oh, it was PG-13?
Pretty much. And it was weird because they don't...
Does that have at you a lot?
They don't do set changes, really.
Really?
So you just got to put it in your... It's like actors acting at a play, and you just got to put it in your imagination.
Okay.
Like, we could do what they did in this room.
Fantastic.
We got a lot to learn. Fast. Got a lot of songs to learn. And I think you're going to be... I mean, I'm obviously going to be Sweeney Todd.
So this is almost one-act play.
Yeah. No, it's exactly one-act play.
Okay.
But it was pretty interesting. Some pretty cool dudes. There was one guy on there. He's in two bands. And I was like, when I left, I was like reading the thing. I was like, I'm going to listen to his bands. And so it's pretty good because it's musical. Sweeney Todd is.
What does he play?
Guitar. He plays the fuck out of the guitar. He walked out at the very beginning playing the Sweeney Todd song. And I was like, holy shit.
Hmm.
It's like badass acoustic. Like, he was playing guitar the whole time he was acting. Keep scrolling down.
That's going to be hard.
I don't even know. Can't see.
It's got to be the one on the left.
Nope. Up. There's the guy that played Sweeney Todd with a beard. He's cool.
Yeah, Max Hartman.
He was cool. Scroll up. That guy on the right that looks like Riley.
A little bit.
Ian Ferguson.
That's the man. He's got two bands that he's in, and he's a music major, and he plays a bunch of... He's awesome.
Music really like major where? UTA?
Probably.
TCU, probably.
Yep. Yep, yep.
He looks like he goes to TCU, whatever that means. Chris agrees, evidently.
That's true, but he does look a lot like Riley, too.
He really does. What? See if you can look up what bands he's in, Chris.
I was trying to right-click his name, but apparently that's just...
Not a thing.
Can't do that.
Yeah, that's super weird. Let's guess on what type of music he plays.
I would say kind of...
indie rock?
Mumford & Sons rock.
Mm. Some folk music?
Yeah, folk music, that's what it's called.
I'm going to go Exodus-type music.
What kind of music they play?
Old metal.
Old metal?
I guess thrash would be the term. What kind of music does Ian Ferguson play?
I can't really.
Did you give him a casual elect card so he can come on the show later?
No, I should have, though. When I was... You could have stayed and listened to what they were doing, but we were in a hurry to get out of there. We had more drinking to do.
Oh, so they like... Hey, this is what I like to do. This is all the stuff that I do.
It's in their bio, yeah.
God damn it.
It's in their bio. Like, some of them are full-time actors, and I was thinking, like, how much do you get paid? And then I was realizing they had to do these plays, like, three times every weekend. I was like, fuck me, dude.
So like, two on Saturday and one on Sunday? Or
beating. Yeah, they do it.
Or, like, Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
I think it's Thursday, Friday, two on Saturday and one on Sunday, I think. But, and they were, like, singing. The chick that played Miss... God damn it, Miss Muffet. That's not the name, though.
That is the best character on Sweeney Todd.
It's Mrs. Muffet.
Miss Lovett?
Miss Lovett.
She sat on a...
Jesus Christ. Played by Sasha Gray.
My life has been changed by having a baby. Muppets. My life is all Muppets. Muppets and damn Sesame
you,
Street.
Yeah, damn you, Sesame Street, and your 4,000 episodes.
But, no, she was perfect. And then the Sweeney Todd guy was perfect, too. He was great. I was like, okay. And it was very intense. But luckily, like, you would need to kind of... I would want to know Sweeney Todd before I went to see that.
So is Sweeney Todd a play originally?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Supposedly, he's an urban legend, too. So they say there's probably some truth to it, one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
So some version of him probably existed, and they elaborated and grew. Maybe a barber killed his... A barber killed one... patron and then that turned into this. Well, he killed him and cooked him into meat pies and shit,
and it was London, so everyone was hungry in 1567. Yep.
But I like I said, I'll never forget my ex-girlfriend made me see Sweeney Todd.
She Chris fact checks that. Was London a thing in 1576?
Yes.
She was really into musicals and I wasn't. And then she made me watch a few of them and then I really liked all of them. And then she was like, we're going to go see the Sweeney Todd. And I was like, fuck, that's stupid. In the very first opening scene, he says, there's a hole in the world and a big back pit and it's something in a tunnel and it stinks like shit. It's London. And I was like, I love this.
I'm hooked.
It's like, hell yeah. And then the next thing I know, he's like killing people and cooking on the pies. And I was like, this is intense. That I fell in love with it.
Did the crowd get a taste
of the pies?
Yeah, the meat pies.
I don't, not us. But no, the Circle Theater, they were get like the people in the front row, they were like getting in their faces. And the one was like, let's cook this person in a pie. And it was like, oh, they were very in your face. And it was pretty cool. Had a really good time. I liked it, but I love Sweeney Todd. So I don't know if you. I don't think you're a lover of the musicals, Rody.
I saw Sweeney Todd. It wasn't bad.
What a. Yeah, Sweeney Todd, a perfect, not a perfect circle.
But Jesus also don't Christ. Have CTE, so.
That's true. Across the universe.
Damn, Chris.
Moulin Rouge is one of my favorites. How do you feel about the musicals, Chris?
I love them. I've seen quite a few of them, but the best one I've seen is Beauty and the Beast. I actually got to see that on Broadway.
Nice. You went to Broadway?
Yeah, well, New York. Went to their mission trip in like 2000.
Ah, Jesus got you there. Of course he did.
Three.
Of course he did.
I mean, I did see Lion King.
Live?
Mm-hmm.
How fucking weird is that?
It was pretty fucking awesome.
Were they all wearing like...
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
I would see it.
They had giraffes, but it was pretty spectacular.
So weird. And they sang the songs?
Mm-hmm.
Sound better than Elton John? Nothing sounds better. Wait, a trick question. Nothing is better than Elton John.
Yeah, the whole time I was like, boo, you're not Jeremy Irons.
Be prepared. It's funny that you bring that up because that movie's coming out next weekend.
Yes, it is.
And the social media reviews were coming out today saying thumbs up, but then I read an actual critic review that said, wipe your ass with this movie. And I was like, hell yeah.
I mean, it's a direct remake, so how can it be bad?
Can't fuck it. Because, well, this person said it just looked, it's so, it's like it's ridiculous because it works as an animated movie, but as a real movie, it was like, this doesn't work. That's what he had said, pretty much. I've watched every trailer and I'm just not hyped.
Yeah.
It's not there. It's like,
But you are for Little Mermaid and Mulan?
Mulan, they took the dragon out.
I hate it already.
Mm-hmm. No Eddie Murphy. Fuck this movie.
Well, it'd have to be what's-his-face now, right?
Yep.
Kevin Hart?
Well, I guess that would make the most sense. Or Tracy Morgan. I mean, he's back doing his thing.
Yeah, it has to be a black man. Right?
Well, I guess there's
playing a Chinese dragon, right?
Pretty much. I mean, that's just
perfect. There's no red. I mean, slippery slope. Red.
Yeah, how are they going to do that that song in Mulan?
Which one?
The let's
Be a Man?
Yeah, Be a Man is like...
Make a Man Out of You?
Yeah, it's like Be a Man is like...
It's cut.
I asked for men, but you gave me girls.
Oh my God, that's fucking sexist.
Yeah, it's like part of the song. It's like... Great movie, though.
Was it?
I don't think good
movie. Chris is sexist.
I don't think I saw it, to be honest with you.
Hashtag triggered by Chris.
I remember the dragon. I think we watched it in school, and I was like, this is stupid.
But the Szechuan sauce.
Rick and Morty. No, and Lady and the Tramp is supposed to hit Disney Plus. I need to see the cast for that, actually. I'm kind of weirded out by that, too. It's supposed to be just like The Lion King, but Lady and the Tramp. You have two dogs sharing spaghetti that look real. It's fucking weird, dude. Disney, billions of dollars. Billions of dollars. So, Spider-Man Far From Home, which I did go and see. Neither one of y'all have seen it, have you?
Have not.
Piece of shit, Marvel fans.
Art is not very good, and there's lots of plot holes. From some guy.
Yeah, well, who's that stare. Guy? Yeah. Who was that asshole?
Lady and the Tramp, fuck off. Jesus
that's
Christ.
What I was just talking about. There's going to be a real dog sharing the spaghetti.
God damn it.
Yeah. Is the Pongo and Purdy, right? Yeah.
No, that was 101 Dalmatians.
Thank you. Thank
so
you.
So dumb.
That's the actual Lady and the Tramp's actual names. I knew that. Wait, is Ben Affleck playing? No, I'm just kidding. The Tramp?
Oh, I hope it's Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck.
Who's that guy?
Justin Trudeau or something like that.
Justin Trudeau. Is that the one that dumped Jennifer Aniston? Think so.
Yes.
Think so.
Wouldn't Justin Trudeau? No, never mind. I'm not. That was dumb.
But. Oh, no, forget what I was about to say.
Yeah, I feel like we're walking a tightrope. Yeah, that's coming to Disney Plus, too. It's not even going to theaters.
Huh. Really?
Yeah, Disney Plus, they got some balls. And one of the things that we complained about on this show, I've complained about it on this show, previous versions of this show, fucking Warner Brothers owns everything, almost as much as Disney. Everybody's like, fuck Disney. And I'm like, Warner Brothers is over here buying. Warner Brothers finally did it today. They're pulling Friends off of Netflix. They're pulling all the WB shows off of Netflix. They're starting their new streaming service, and you're thinking like, well, I'm not going to buy it. It's called HBO Go Now or some shit. Yep.
Really?
They're taking all of it, combining it all together, making one streaming service that'll have all WB stuff and HBO.
We're getting back to cable.
Oh, it's much. You think about that. That, Hulu, Disney, Netflix.
Everyone soon will have
like,
something.
Yeah, you're like, fuck, CBS. If you want to watch Star Trek, that's five. $10 a piece, $50
ESPN.
Bucks. Can't do it, man.
Oh, you want to watch your sports?
ESPN.
Yep.
ESPN Go.
It's bullshit, dude. It's bullshit. And they announced it today, and I was reading about it. And of course, exclusive WB shit only going to be available there. It's just like, fuck.
So HBO's pairing with WB?
They own it. WB owns HBO.
Hmm.
Yep. So it's all bought by Time Warner.
So that's the reason why WB's still a thing.
Yep. They own it. And so, but also they own DC.
Hmm.
So that's what people don't understand, how much they own AT&T, Time Warner, Warner Brothers.
That makes
Brothers.
Sense why all the DC movies are on HBO.
Oh, yeah, huh? Didn't think of that. You're right.
Justice League.
None of the Marvel shit's ever on there. Hmm. None of it. It's all on Stars. I wonder, bet Disney owns Stars. What
probably,
do you want to bet?
Probably.
That would make sense. Yeah, no, you're right. Like, none of them ever come on there. I'm like, ugh. And then it goes to Netflix, but Disney's pulling all that off for Disney Plus, which I'm going to, and I told her, I was like, we're going to have to cancel something because we're going to have Disney Plus till the day we die. Because it's got all your
Pixar.
They
have two of them. There's Disney Plus and there's Disney Plus Plus. What's?
No, I thought there's just one.
Okay. I thought there was like one for kids and then one for everybody
Hulu.
Else.
Disney owns Hulu too.
Okay.
Gotcha. Hulu's going to be where all the adult crap is. Disney Plus is going to be
that adult crap.
But the Marvel's going to be on the kid one, so I'm not sure. Endgame is not a kid's movie, but it's going to be on.
It's fun. There's lots of death. It's okay. They have to learn sometime. It's like The Land Before Time. You think that's a kid movie, and then you watch it. You're like, holy shit, I learned about death.
Yep, it's pretty intense.
Everyone's going to die.
Mom, wake up.
Bambi. Mom, are you going to die someday?
Today.
What? Jesus Christ, what are we letting you watch? Speaking of which, what do you think of this next beer, Chris?
It's very good, actually.
Take a sip of it first.
I already have.
It's fucking delicious.
What's the name of it without looking at it?
Bob had a belay?
Baby.
Oh, baby. Baby.
Bob had a baby, it's a boy. You remember that Collect commercial?
Yeah, I do.
That's the beer name.
Nice. It's very good. For an Imperial IPA, it is not very hard-hitting.
Just realized you guys didn't let me finish my Far From Home review, and I hate you both for that.
Yeah, we did kind of
fucking
get
pissed off. We know
but
I'm
we talked about Lady
that.
And the Tramp. That's yeah. not going to be in a movie theater.
Nope. It's very important. Did you find the cast for
Starring
Lady and
Tessa Thompson, which was the chick that was in Thor and Men in Black.
She's Lady?
Yeah, she's Lady. Justin Trudeau is Tramp. Sam Elliott is Trusty. I've never seen this movie, so.
What? Chris.
Yeah, go jump off a bridge.
You are a waste of space, and you should probably kill yourself.
No yep. wonder you're not romantic at all.
You
don't take women to Italian restaurants and make out with spaghetti.
On the release date, does it say 2019 or 2020? Go up there real quick.
2019.
Yep. It's coming out with Disney Plus. Anyways.
November 12th.
No, holy so far shit. Yeah, home. that's the day that this thing releases.
I'm kind of upset that I'm sharing this with you now.
Really?
It's really good.
My Far From Home was amazing. You guys didn't even let me talk about it. But I still have the same problem that I have with all the other Spider-Man
movies. Is it weird that the would-be Spider-Man is a villain in Spider-Man now?
What?
They talked about Jake Gyllenhaal being Spider-Man at one point.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's not a villain. Mysterio is a hero.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Jesus.
Yeah, sorry. Spoiler alert.
There's no spoilers. He's just a good guy. He's a good guy the entire time. Right, Mysterio. No.
You're my favorite character.
Jake Gyllenhaal is not that great in this movie.
You're just misunderstood.
Everybody thinks he's great. I think he has 9 minutes of screen time the entire
time. When does Jamie Foxx come in?
The very end of the movie, Jay.
Next topic.
Jason loves about Electro.
Let's talk about something Rhodey likes.
This beer.
Oh, my God damn it. No, it's good. It's good. So, but I ran into the same problem that I run with it. I can't identify with that character. I never will be able to because he's 12. He's Tom Holland and he's 12. And women apparently love that kid. And I'm like, he's not, I don't know. Whatever. Like him. I don't fucking care. I'm not competing with him.
Or are you?
Probably. I'm 36 and sad about life now, so I'm like, God damn it, Tom Holland's so much better than I am.
Just come up with a funny accent and you'll be fine.
He can do a backflip and be Spider-Man. But I can't identify. It's weird watching. It is weird. Shows or anything that's high school based right now, I don't like it. Because it's weird to me.
Because they listen to mumble rap?
No, just because it's like, oh, that girl's attractive. Nope, high school. Just
nope, that girl's 14. That's weird.
Yeah, you're watching Peter and his little high school girlfriend like, I love you, and I'm like, never watched a high school movie as an adult. Like, how are you supposed to watch this and be like, yeah, that's fine? It's weird. I don't know. It's just weird. It's trying to, I don't know. But it's all right. It's just, I don't identify with all the teen. There was a lot of teeny stuff in this, like teens. Mm-hmm. A lot. It's like teenage love story. It's like, nah, that's not how it goes. Nope. Nope. That bitch would tell you to fuck off. It's like, but it was good and it was great. The dude from Silicon Valley.
Which one?
Andrew Miller. That's a made up name.
Nope.
TJ Miller?
No.
Yeah. That's who I was thinking of.
That would be terrible because he's fired from everything.
That's true. He's never an asshole.
No, the not the Indian dude or the head dude, but the one in the middle. He is a huge part in this movie.
The one with the glasses?
Yeah, he's a huge part.
Is he the school teacher again? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He has a huge part. And then, of course, Peter and Jake Gyllenhaal and Nick Fury has a huge part. But no, it was great. I'd see it again. I can't wait to buy
Martin Starr.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see Tony Stark again.
Yeah. There's a lot of that.
Good.
A lot.
Good.
It's like, make sure that you know that this movie is in the MCU, motherfucker. That's shoved up your butt every 5 minutes. Oh, just in case you didn't know, Spider-Man, the Sony movie, is in the MCU. You can tell that Sony is like desperate to make sure that we know that.
Where's Captain Marvel in this?
Like,
that's what I want to know.
There's no spoilers in here. There's a scene in a classroom where the entire back wall is pictures of Iron Man. It's like, make sure you know.
That's a cutscene?
No, it's in the, they're talking and in the background, nothing but pictures of Iron
Spoiler
Man.
Spoiler alert.
That's not a spoiler. It's like, oh my
God. Iron Man's dead.
Ruined the movie.
By the way.
Spoiler that's alert. What
that is. Spoiler alert.
I don't spoil anything.
Michael would be devastated.
And I was reading an article.
Jason Perez just watched Endgame.
I was reading an article today. Yeah, he did, didn't he? I was reading an article today where the writers of Far From Home, they had to figure out, you know, where the story was going. So they hollered at the Endgame writers like, hey, what can you give us? And they gave them like a 2-sentence piece of paper. Like, have fun writing your movie. You fucking dickwad. It's like, okay. There was like they were like, we got 3 pieces of information and wrote this movie based on that. Because they were like, we would have loved to have wrote about Spider-Man riding a fucking Pegasus, but we didn't know about that. It's like, sorry about your bad luck. They were like, Peter Parker would mention this, and he would mention it a lot. but we didn't have that information.
Right.
So it was pretty funny. They were like, they wanted Ned. They were like, Ned would have, the fat kid that his friend would have been like, you rode on a Pegasus, dude. But they didn't get that information. They had two lines. It was like, Tony dies and everyone comes back.
That was like, now go make this movie.
Yeah.
It's like, don't fuck it up.
It's pretty funny. I was like, oh, that sucks. But no, it was great, man. I recommend it. Go see it.
Was it better than Homecoming?
Absolutely not. I don't know, man. It's, to me, it's the same because they're both like teeny bopping, like all teeny high school.
When does the humanized lizard come into play?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Peter Porker.
They do leave it hanging in a great place. Yep, stay for both after credits and then just what? Get irritated. Sucks. Did you see the pictures of Henry Cal? What's his name? The dude that plays the
Cavill?
Yeah, I guess Cavill.
Something like that.
Dressed up as the Witcher. Did you see that?
Oh, I did.
Oh, it's my weird. God. You think it's going to be weird?
Oh, no, it'll absolutely be weird, but be probably terrible. In a good way.
Yeah, he looked like a Legacist.
Legacist.
Legacist. He looked like Legolas.
He really does.
A little bit.
Shit, that's weird.
It's like, hey. No, they posted an actual set picture, which those are close, but yeah, he was on set. Shit's coming out. It's going to be weird.
When's it supposed to be released?
2020, Chris?
That's 2019.
Is it rated R? That's what I want to know.
First episode date, Netflix, bro. 2019.
Wait, this is Netflix?
Yeah.
Yep.
If there's no sex scene in this, I'm going to be pissed off.
There's got to be a lot of sex in that.
Yeah, The Witcher is a pretty cool story because I was listening to a podcast that started talking about The Witcher in depth, about how they could do like episodes where he just goes and hunts down creatures. And I was like, oh my God, that sounds badass. Like, I just didn't think about it that way. People pay him to go kill creatures. I was like, that would be an actual decent series.
Like Shadows of the Colossus?
Similar, yeah. I could see that. And I could see them like,
hopefully it's like supernatural, but a little more mature.
Exactly. Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, with the fantasy element, the little RPG, like maybe he gets a new sword every once in a while or some shit.
Hell yeah.
Or learn this new spell.
You fucking kick ass.
He finally gets that extra heart.
Does he hold it above his head? Do-do-do-do. Jesus Christ.
Speaking of TV shows, have y'all watched the new season of Stranger Things yet?
No.
We don't watch that shit, Chris.
I've watched 3/4 of the first episode.
Of the very first episode?
Yes. Yeah.
Damn.
Of season 3.
I watched the first season and wanted to claw my eyes out. I hate that show.
You hated it that much?
Yep. I'm allowed to say that. Sorry.
Well, damn.
Because he knows 11.
Do you love season 3?
I'm not in love with it right now because I'm only on episode 3 in the new season.
So. Are they 30 minutes or 45?
They're an hour.
Oh, yeah. That'll do it.
Which is why we cut it short.
I don't know, man. I can't. The whole time I was watching it, all I could think about was Stephen King. And then I found out it wasn't Stephen King because it's not very adult. And I was like, this is fucking stupid.
But that guy does look like Stephen King.
Whole thing, like it has a Stephen King feel to it.
Oh yeah,
but it's not. So I was like, oh, giant ripoff. So yeah, just I don't feel bad. I don't give a shit. It's also another one of those things where it's about kids, and I would feel probably weirded out. I have to watch puppets all day and then watch this other thing about kids.
Right. So what do you think about this beer, Jason?
I love it. Funky Picnic.
Funky Picnic. It's a good IPA.
I think we should figure out the recipe and send it to our host of Casually Late. Maybe he'll be interested in brewing it.
F&A, this is a good IPA. This is probably the best IPA, F&A.
Oh, wait, you kidding me?
What's going on?
This is really good, by the way. If you haven't had this Imperial IPA from Funky Picnic, you can't get it right now.
It's gone.
But it will be brewed again at some point.
It's gone.
At some point.
You can't fucking get it.
That peanut butter stout's okay, but this is fantastic.
It is really good.
I'm just glad that it's similar to an ale and it's brewed in Texas.
That's true.
Maybe it's a project. I'm not sure.
Could be. But maybe.
Sword and
some
scale.
Might say that it brings the community together.
You know, if they could just put some Nutty Buddies in this, it'd be perfect.
If it was brewed in Fort Worth, I bet it'd be called Panther IPA.
F&A.
How many more brewery names?
This might become my new main.
Well, he did technically work there.
Or my off main.
It's allowed. Off main.
Damn it, Rody. One up me.
Michael had nothing to do with off main brewing, so you're out. Like,
Okay. The theme.
I was fitting every brewery he worked into in that, and then he put one in there too.
Maybe he'll sit down or sit you down.
That's true. Good one. That's nice. A sneaky one. He did intern there. I know more about his brewing history than I should.
Maybe he'll give you his Thrilla in Brazilla.
Oh. What's bad was I was trying to think of an OHB beer name, and I couldn't think of any, and I was like, ugh.
Charity. They just won a medal for that, by the way.
I feel bad, because I actually like I liked a lot of their beers. Maybe he's just doing it for the chump change.
Mm.
Combing his golden mustache.
Mmm.
Maybe he just likes Scottish Defenders.
Do you know he treated the ants in his, the fire ants in his house and gave him a funeral?
It was the best day of his life. Oh, if only he could have been around to make tap water, though. He would have been ecstatic.
Oh, my God.
Good times.
Oh. Damn it. I'm going to research all of your beer names now, just so I can... Scottish Defenders was good. Oh, good. Everything he touches is pretty much good. It's like Rumpelstiltskin, right? Everything he touches turns to gold. Is that what Rumpelstiltskin does?
Sure.
He spins gold.
Fucking hope so.
He spins gold.
Because Michael's probably going to look it up and find out.
Lep in the hood, up no good.
Rumpelstiltskin's some kind of child murderer. And be like, I hate you, Jason. You're such a dick. No, good things. It's fucking delicious. Good things. So you guys want to know something? I bought my first Pokemon game on DS.
Nice. Which one?
Fucking terrible. It's a...
did you get the moon version?
Pokemon Sun.
Oh,
the game is so stupid easy. Like, it's...
Should have gotten the moon one.
Oh, it's... I have one Pokemon that I just keep using, and I just do one attack over and over and never die.
Did you power level him?
No, I'm just playing. I just go to the same attack every time. Like, the strategy feels so weak. It's so boring.
We're still just nothing but Radish?
Fucking hope it gets harder. No, I picked the...
Radish?
I can't remember what it was.
I think that's a name. I'm not sure.
I went with the fire Pokemon, and then all I do is his fire attack.
Nice. Because you're in the plant world.
Just kills everything.
Yeah.
It's like... just... It's literally like A walk around A walk around A. I'm like, holy shit, this better get harder. Then you go to the Poke Center and you don't even have to pay money. They just heal your Pokemon.
Nice.
It's ridiculous. Have you ever played one? As much as you
no, I've pl- played. It? I played the like the red version on Game Boy, but that's about it.
Yeah, I just was like, fuck it. I'm gonna play something because I like the DS because I can play it while she watches TV and not have to. Listen to there's no repercussions for that. Here, watch Archie, whatever that shit show.
Oh, Riverdale.
Fuck.
It's a good show.
Is it?
No, I've never seen it.
See? The Stranger Thing, Riverdale locking son of a gun over here. I'm just like, nope, I'm out. It's high school. But she's watching it. I'm playing this.
Spoiler alert.
Game for a four-year-old.
Chris also likes Pretty Little Liars.
Do you?
I've never seen that show.
That's coming on the Warner Brothers streaming service.
I might have to watch it then.
That was one of their lead-ins was Friends. That they were talking about Friends, Pretty Little Liars, Supernatural, and something else. They're like, they were their lead-ins. They're like,
The Flash.
You can't get this shit anywhere, but it's gonna be on HBO Go Plus.
How did that show get like 20 seasons?
Supernatural. Because they started a brewery in Houston.
That's true. No, Austin.
Well, that's just shows you how much I care. And they're already starting their next location.
Oh, Strange Brew.
Is that what? No, they're
family.
Yeah. Worst name ever.
I mean, it was like less than a year ago we were reporting they opened one. They're already on their next location.
That's true. It's worse than Katie Hamilton's new show.
What's it called? Franchising. The first franchise brewery.
Franchise number two brewing.
I wonder if Humperdinck's is franchised or if you have to. It's a good question.
Well, I mean, now that they're closing down a lot, who knows?
It's a hard ass world out there. What are you looking up?
What are
Katie
you?
Katie Hamilton.
Yeah, it doesn't give you the right one.
Oh, it's not.
I had to search Katie Hamilton, Josh. That's how I got there.
That's
And bam, there she is, the blonde lady.
Holy crap.
Chris approves.
He likes it.
She's tiny.
So like, Nintendo is coming out with a tiny Switch. Speaking of tiny, you guys excited about that?
A tiny Switch?
$200. It's a Nintendo Switch, but you can't hook it up to your TV. So it's just a handheld, but you can play all the games, the Zeldas, so everything.
It's a PS Vista.
Pretty much.
Okay.
$200. Play all the Switch games.
Okay.
What do you think, Chris?
That's actually pretty cool.
Would you buy it? I know me and you are itching for that remake, that Zelda remake. That's going to suck, yeah, dude. I want that.
Chris, click on that picture on the far right.
Plus that Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3.
God, it's so hot.
Wait, Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 is coming out?
It's a Switch exclusive.
Nice. What?
Dude, your game has slipped, bro.
Yeah, it really has. That Marvel Ultimate Alliance games, those games are fucking
Chris awesome. Is still playing WoW.
Yeah, there's a 3. It's coming out for the Switch only. No one else can have it.
That's dumb.
No one else can touch it.
That's a bad one. Oh, it says fake Hamilton on Twitter. Interesting.
That's terrible.
Anyways, I think that about wraps it up, fellas. A whole 2 weeks of no show. Small Switch is where it ends.
Small Switch.
We got a lot of things coming up, though, beer-wise. We need to... I did go to Division twice during my little... Yep.
Very nice.
Got to hang out with Wade and Sean. I hadn't seen Sean in forever and got to talk to him for a while. He's met Connor before, but him and Connor...
Yeah, his kids are in college now, right?
Except for the new one. Nah, they... Great stuff. Got a bottle of Rosalie. Whew, Jesus. It's a batch 4, I think. Whew, so good.
Nice. I'll have to bring one of those bottles. I still have like 3 of them.
Batch 1?
Mm-hmm.
We should take that back to them. We ought to find out if they have one.
I'm sure they do.
If they don't, that would be fucking a great time right there. Found out Zach is not working there.
Okay.
Also, pardon me, devil. She's working there.
No shit.
Yep.
Okay.
It's like everybody works there now. Austin works there. It's like, holy shit. It's like, hey, it's like a reunion every time I come in here, and I love it.
RIP Bandit.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I talked to him about that, too. Unfortunate. Losing a pet is tough. But and they named a beer after him, which was really good, too. I had the beer. Delicious. Of course, it's Division. Every fucking thing they do is amazing. But they had a good time up there. Everybody needs to go up there. But thank y'all. Y'all have a good night, good evening, whatever the hell it is you're doing. We will talk to y'all later.
Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. We're sorry. Close, but not too close.
Not too close.
So think about next week. time, but not too soon.
Not too soon.
So we don't get too old.
Don't get too old.
The show is over.